From the News Center, a news focus.
While we've all heard the warnings, not everyone will heed them. So PennDOT Safety Press Officer Kimberly Smith has some information to keep in mind throughout the holiday season.
Impaired driving crashes during the holidays, we do see a spike in those, especially around long holiday weekends. And what we are seeing is that we are getting that message out there that drunk driving is dangerous. And people do recognize that. But what they might not realize is that buzz driving is also dangerous. They may think, I'm okay to drive, I'm not that drunk, but really your impairment begins with the first drink. And then also throughout the past couple of years in Pennsylvania, we've seen a spike in drugged driving DUIs. So those are anything to do with any kind of drug. It can be an illegal drug, it can be a prescription drug, it can be even over-the-counter medication. All of those things can impair you. So we have seen a spike in those. So yes, we are getting that message out there on alcohol, especially for somebody who considers themselves drunk, but we still need to push that message out there for drugs and also for buzz driving. Last year, there were over 9,000 drinking driving crashes in Pennsylvania, and that was a pretty big increase from 2020. But of course, COVID played, you know, a role in that. Some bars weren't open for a portion of 2020. People were staying home more. We are making that progress, though. In 2021, 11% of our holiday crashes involved alcohol. So it doesn't seem like a very high number, 11%. But those 11% of crashes actually accounted for 34% of our crash fatalities. So during that same period, so those crashes tend to be more dangerous.
Tune in after the 5 p.m. news tomorrow for the WPGM Community Forum and get more details. From PennDOT's Kimberly Smith, with a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.